So our listener Amber asked her fiance one question at dinner, which unraveled everything, resulted in a big fight, and now she's all in her head and doesn't know what to do. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. First off, I love you guys.
Oh, thanks.
I've been one of your crew for a while.
Ah, you're one of the six.
Yes. We probably should ask her about the alphabet fight. Later. Can you help me here? So my fiance and I, both early 30s, recently engaged, been together for about 4 years, got into a fight over what started as normal dinner conversation.
Hmm.
I asked him what his goals and dreams are in life, like big picture kind of stuff.
Okay.
And he just shrugged and said he doesn't really have any. So that answer kind of hit me way harder than I expected. I kind of shut down, which turned into a fight. I told him I was disappointed and I can't believe I'm with someone who doesn't have any goals in life, which, shocker, that hurt his feelings. It's a harsh sentence to say.
Shocker.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. I do love him. He's kind. He's steady. He's loyal. But I've always pictured myself with a go-getter.
Right.
Someone who wants something. Anything. Right. Even if it's just a vague direction. He's had the same job for years, has been offered chances to move up, and just never takes them. He seems totally content just existing. Not unhappy, just there. Comfortable. And I don't know if that makes me shallow, dramatic, or just honest, but we're about to get married, and I'm suddenly panicking that I'll be the only one pushing, dreaming, planning, striving, while he's fine just standing still.
Oh, gosh.
I already have a feeling you're going to tell me I'm overreacting and need to apologize, and if that's the verdict, I'll take it. But am I wrong for wanting a partner with ambition? Should I just be happy he has a job? Or am I confusing goals with worth? So, help, please, Amber.
They're 4 years in and getting engaged and
just now kind of talking about this.
I mean,
I guess you get kind of a routine of your relationship, and maybe, you know, you kind of forget sometimes to talk about that kind of stuff.
Like goals, dreams, what do you want to do?
Where do you see us
long
in 5 years?
Yeah, you know, and especially I get that if he's got a stable job and is satisfied doing that, maybe you don't bring it up because everything's just fine.
I mean,
but now she's reeling because she's like, oh, I thought you maybe wanted to do something else with your life.
Well, yeah, and maybe now she's just realizing that's important to her, and maybe she didn't realize it was important to her before.
Yeah.
And now that's become
clear. Because my initial thing is, how are you 4 years in and just now, I guess, figuring this out?
I guess it's entirely possible.
I don't want to say unmotivated, but it kind of sounds like that's what it is.
Yeah. Like he feels like, okay, everything's good.
Yeah, we're good.
We just need to keep plugging along.
Yep.
Ooh. And she's kind of like, well, we need to keep like climbing some sort of mountain.
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer that. That's really tough because I don't know if there's like a right or wrong way to be. Like, if he's perfectly happy and doesn't need to keep climbing, but she's realized she's a climber.
That's crazy. Okay. Yeah. So 502-795-1997 is our number. Would love to know your experience in dealing with this. We've already got Lisa lined up, and she's got some thoughts. So we'll get to that coming up next. So our listener, Amber, 99.7 DJX, asked her fiance a question at dinner, and it involved goals and goals in life. And he said, he just shrugged and said he doesn't really have any.
Right. He's just like happy, just plugging along, doing what they're doing.
Yep. He's got a job, just had opportunity for advancement, just kind of liked to just stay the course.
And I think this might be the first time that little light bulb is flicking on for her.
And she's like, wait a minute.
She always imagined herself with like a go-getter. And then she's realizing he's maybe not that kind of person. And is that going to be a deal breaker?
Yeah. And they're literally engaged right now. First, Andrew the Love Doctor calls our show from time to time. Not a real doctor, but we've dubbed him that. What's your take on this?
Well, both of you have got valid points, but you're also wrong on some stits, too. Because here's the thing. Ben's right. 4 years in, you should know at this point what kind of ambition your soon-to-be husband is going to have or is, right? I would think.
Right.
And people say, well, that's, you know, life happens. You don't talk about it. Yes, you do. Yeah, maybe not a year in, 6 months in, but yeah, you're going to talk about that. So what she's got to do is she's got to just have a very sit-down conversation with him and say, hey, what does that look like to you? It's very important to me. We're getting ready to share a life together. I just need to know where your head is with it.
And then, yeah, and then I guess be prepared that if he is doubling down on the, I just want to keep plugging along, do the same thing for the rest of our lives. And if that's not truly what she wants, she's going to have to realize that she might have to be prepared to walk away.
Yeah, I don't think it's a deal breaker, guys. I don't. But I just think she needs to have a heart-to-heart with him. And if she loves him like she says she does, then get married and they'll figure it out.
Wow. Andrew, the Love Doctor, hearing you say that's not a deal breaker is...
It's a rare occasion.
That is rare. That is rare. It's shocking, I was going to say. But, buddy, thank you so much.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right. Now, Sarah, she shared her experience, said, I feel like you literally just described my life about 5 years ago. I broke it off. I broke off an engagement to a guy just like this with no driver, ambition, or goals. It set really heavy with me. I realized that I needed more out of a partner in life. It was the best decision I've ever made because now I'm happily married to someone who has the same goals as I do.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay. Well, now Quentin says a lot of people don't want the extra stress and responsibility that comes with moving up in their job. Mm-hmm. More so, depending on what company he's with, he could get stuck with a terrible schedule or a poor wage increase to reflect his new role. On the other side of the coin, maybe he's already met his goals he had when he was younger. Some people just want to have a spouse in which they love, a stable job to be able to put food on the table and a roof over their head.
Well, again, I think it goes down to what you, Amber, value most.
Right.
And so if you can put a ranking of your values, and if this is high up on your list
and your priorities
of priorities, then I think that's going to be a little bit more of your answer.
Well, and that's what Trina says. Don't get married. You both have ways you are, and that's fine. But together, mm-hmm. you're not compatible. Mm-hmm. You can love someone, but not be compatible. You'll always want more. He'll always be content. So split amicably, move on. Don't waste the money and time on a wedding when it's not going to work in the end.
And then finally, Lisa, in his defense, I would say he is a go-getter. As in, she will do all the things and he'll go get her. Thanks, Lisa.
That's a good point. But yes, I mean, she really has to really look at, all right, mm-hmm. what are your goals? Where do you see where you want your life to be in 5 years. And if that's not jiving up with where he sees himself, like what if you want to move somewhere? What if your job, your goals
he's
are
like,
going to
no, I'm good mean, to here.
Yes. And
I'm
he's
good
never going to entertain that. Then that's going to be a
that's
big
be a
issue
problem.
Too.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Like that's tough.
That is really
for
tough.
For sure. Amber, keep us posted. That's group therapy.